Father's Day, or Happy Presentation of the Lord Day, or Happy Candlemas, as some of our brethren and sisters in the church call it. So this is the day we remember when Mary and Joseph brought Jesus to the temple and presented him as was required by the law. And also she was presenting herself to give kind of thanks and also get like ritually cleansed after going through childbirth and all that. If you've, well, I know you have. I mean, why would you not have read Leviticus? You understand all this. It was required by law, and they were doing their duty. They were upholding the letter of the law, but they were also, it was out of devotion. But the truth is, and I've talked about this before, because this text, I think almost the same exact section, I'm looking at my notes, not quite, but came up in Easter. But basically this same chunk. So we looked at it at Easter time last year, around the fifth week of Easter. And so there were other people abiding by the law or the letter of the law, but they were not doing for the same reasons. There's, you can abide by the law out of love and devotion to God, or you can abide by the law just out of convenience and possible benefit for yourself. And that's something that was going on here. And also, it's kind of hidden in the background, and you maybe don't really get it until you read later on in the gospel and you read about Jesus cleansing the temple, that you realize, oh, there was something present and buried in the text here. Because as part of their offering that they would have to give for this, for the cleansing, it says, and they offered a sacrifice according to what was stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now, there was a lot of things they could offer, but these things specifically they're commonly reserved in the law for people who don't have much money. You know, if you could afford to offer a lamb, that's great, do that. But if you really don't have much money, you can offer a turtle dove or a pigeon. And so we read this and we really don't think about it much. It's not until we get later on and Jesus goes in and he cleanses the temple. And we're told that he targets the tables of two specific groups, the money changers and the sellers of doves, because they're directly cheating the people who can least afford to be cheated. I mean, Jesus was really young when this was happening, but I wonder how much that caused a problem for Joseph and Mary. Maybe it was pretty close for them, like they didn't have a lot of funds. I can't imagine that they would. And maybe this actually maybe it caused an added stress on them, or maybe this is something that Jesus heard about as he was growing up over and over again, and they would tell the story about, like, yeah, when we went for your dedication and for my cleansing, we almost weren't able to do it because these guys were trying to cheat us on the cost of these doves, and the money lenders, you know, they wouldn't give us what our money was actually worth, and so then we, you know, couldn't really pay for the dove. This is something that Malcolm Guite brings out in his sonnet Candlemas, which I actually read last Easter, but I'm going to do it again because it's worthwhile to say it, and it's a good thing for you to understand as you go through the gospel and as you read the cleansing of the temple narrative. So this is his sonnet Candlemas in response to this text, named after the day, the presentation of the Lord, and it's from his book Sounding the Christian Year. I think I got that right. Anyway, but this is his sonnet Candlemas. They came as called according to the law. Though they were poor and had to keep things simple, they moved in grace and quietness and awe, for God was coming with them to his temple. Amidst the outer court's commercial bustle, they waited hours, enduring shouts and shoves, buyers and sellers sensing one more hustle. He made a killing on the two young doves. They come at last with us to Candlemas, and keep the day the prophecies came true. We share with them amidst our busyness the peace that Simeon and Anna knew. For Candlemas still keeps his kindled light. Against the dark, our Savior's face is bright. So that's the DBR for today. Get out, enjoy the day. If you're gonna fulfill the law of God, do it out of a sense of love and devotion. And make sure you don't use it as a tool to beat other people down with. Anyway, that's the DBR for today. Talk to you later. Boop.